things are actually going right at this particular moment in time, they're going okay. If you look, you know, Trump Care or whatever we're talking about, the Affordable Care Act repeal hasn't really materialized like some thought it might, but that doesn't mean it's gone away. The cuts to the state of Alaska Medicare, Medicaid program have not yet materialized. They've been announced, but I think we all anticipate that there are headwinds out there that are, I think from my perspective, they're inevitable. You know, there are going to be cuts to the healthcare system, and how we respond and react to that are going to really dictate how we weather those challenges. And I think, you know, that's the nature of so many things in life. That, you know, things are good for a while, then they're kind of steady for a while and ups and downs. You know, I think we all, you know, we live in a fishing community. We come from fishing families, whether it's construction, whether it's logging, things go up, things go down, but they hardly ever stay the same for very long. And so, you know, I think the most specific challenges to the healthcare environment here with regards to the operations of delivering and provisioning healthcare services here in Southeast Alaska really have to do with the fact of declining state revenues. That is a matter of fact. I think there have already been announced cuts. You know, because of some of the conversations we've had earlier, I'm not going to, rehash some of those, but I think search is somewhat protected from many of those things. You know, many of the pricing structures that we enjoy are established at a federal level, whereas many other healthcare institutions throughout the state of Alaska, they're really subject to the whims of the state of Alaska to set their pricing schedules. That gives us, at least in this particular point in time, some level of certainty, but I don't, you know, I would not say it's absolute, but it is a different set of challenges that search faces than other healthcare organizations throughout the state. I think it's not to this assembly and to the members of this community. We talk about the price of electricity. We talk about the price of mortgage. We talk about the price of sewer and water. You know, the era of declining public funding is really upon us. I think we understand that we as an institution are paying, you know, higher electricity bills. You know, I mean, I think it's not unique to anybody in this room. I think it's worth mentioning increased nonprofit pressure. We have done several affiliations in the last 2 years, and if you go back even further, we've done more than that. But in the last 18 months now, we've done an affiliation integration with Lincoln Canal Counseling. We've done one with Alaska Island Community Services. And there are several small private practices, Sitka Medical Center, and going back several years now. I think there is just there is a lot of pressure in the nonprofit environment. There's a lot of pressure in the healthcare environment, and that I think makes this conversation, you know, timing appropriate. So when we look specifically to the challenges, search. Faces, or maybe the healthcare systems, plural, but I'll speak for search, the challenges that we face here in Sitka. There are a handful of challenges that were really brought up through the ECG study, the collaborative study we did with Sitka Community Hospital and ECG consultants. And they had sort of identified a handful of themes. There's six or seven themes here, really. You know, so I don't necessarily need to read them to you, but I think, you know, our proposal really tries to address these things in a matter-of-fact manner, specifically regards to duplicative services, intermittent specialty care, and outdated facilities. I think those things this proposal speaks to very directly. And the other items, you know, the inefficient allocation of resources, decreasing city support and reimbursement, or the availability of funds, staffing shortages. I think those sort of fit into the conversation of the proposal, but the first things I mentioned, I think we really take on very directly. And so when we did the last study with ECG, we didn't necessarily talk a whole heck of a lot about who search is. And then I think, you know, as we go through the presentation, it's just taking a couple minutes to talk about it, because there seems to be a differing level of understanding about who we are, how we're comprised, and I would say probably the scope and the breadth of the organization. Search, you know, I think we're going on, we're heading towards 45 years, almost as long as Dr. Vastol has been here now. You know, we provide healthcare in 27 communities throughout Southeast Alaska. So I think when we talk about Sitka and Mount Edgecombe Hospital, we really talk about it both in a local sense and a regional sense. It is a tertiary hospital for many of our patients throughout Southeast Alaska. We have 109 providers, and 37 of them are here in Sitka. We have towards the bottom, we have a total of about 1,000 employees. 458 happen to reside here in our operations in Sitka. A little bit about our patient satisfaction surveys. This is something we've worked incredibly hard at, and we obviously will always have work to do. We could always do better, and we could always do more, but we do. We are very proud of the work that our providers and our staff here in this community have been able to improve our scores over the last 5 years to a satisfaction score of about 95.8. And this is something that I've spent a lot of my career working on, is trying to work around issues related to patient satisfaction and patient loyalty. And we've been very creative in this regard. I mean, the number 95.8 represents thousands and thousands and thousands of surveys and thousands of patients throughout the region. Our annual operating revenue this year is $126 million. I think we anticipate that to be above $135 million. By the end of 2017. This is our leadership team, I think many of whom you have known or have met or have heard of in one way, shape, or form. But it is a broad cut of various communities throughout Alaska and beyond. I think we have folks with a great deal of in a variety of backgrounds and a variety of expertise. This is something I think you have seen before, but this is something I think I personally take a great deal of pride in. This is something I think it is not only just a graph for us, but it is something that we strive and attain, or we strive to attain every day. And I think through the conversation for us, there are a couple key themes that really stick out, which is, the provider of choice in the communities we serve. It's really interesting. I think this is something that is probably this is a big deal to us, and I think this is something that would be important to you. You know, when we say the provider of choice in the communities that we serve, as we were preparing this proposal for you, you know, we are running lots and lots of numbers. We're running financial numbers. We're running patient volumes numbers to make sure we don't negatively impact our current customer base. We're running forecasting. But through the course of this, something, a little nugget that came to the top for us was that currently Search is a provider of healthcare for 70% of the community of Sitka. If you look at the numbers as we read them on our data reports, approximately 70% of the residents of Sitka already come to Search for something. That doesn't mean we are their primary care provider. That doesn't mean we are their dentist or their pharmacist. But, you know, they might come to us for an MRI. They might come to us for an emergency room visit. They may come to us for a specialty lab visit. They may come to us for a particular surgery. But when we talk about this idea of opening up services, this is not something that was done overnight. We are responsible for operating an emergency room. By law, that emergency room sees everybody who walks through the door. This is something that has been a long-standing practice at Search. I think to the extent that we have striven to offer more specialty care, we have striven to offer higher levels of technology, such as new CT scans, 3D mammography. We're in the process of installing a new MRI. I think there are needs for community members above and beyond our traditional base that can benefit from these services. So I do think it was eye-opening for me to see that already these are many of the things that we're already doing, and we're just talking about maybe trying to fine-tune it and make it a little bit better. The other thing that I think is really warrants some special commentary is really the employer in choice for the communities which we serve. This is something that is near and dear to me. I'll talk a little bit more on it as we go through the slides, because the slides and the proposal paint a very positive picture. But I can tell you, as a personal aside, that we all go through difficult times. Search has gone through its difficult times, and I happen to be come into search at some of its most trying times. And when we talk about being the employer of choice, and as a person who in the past has had to struggle with how do you move things in a more positive direction, dealing with issues around employment and community impact and how employment affects families and what negative impact and stigma associated with laying people off has, being the employer of choice is something that I personally, having gone through things like this in the past, am incredibly committed to. And so in our proposal, when we commit to offering employment to all members of any potential collaboration or merger, that is something that we take very, very seriously, and we don't say it lightly. It is absolute as far as we are concerned. Providing high-quality healthcare experience, I think, you know, Dr. Vestola will talk to that. I guess what I would say in regards to this particular slide, and it's like the patient experience or the patient satisfaction slide, is we believe very confidently that we do deliver a high-quality patient experience. But again, like patient satisfaction, it is can we do better? And we believe we can do better by working together collaboratively and positively with everybody in the community. I believe we can bring more resources to the table to deliver better healthcare outcomes. And so I just wanted to address a couple of those. Again, this is something that we believe wholeheartedly. This is something that our board endorses wholeheartedly, that we share with our staff, and we make sure everything that we do can be related to one of these seven themes. So just getting back to who we are and the scope and the breadth of services, these are all the communities in which we have an official presence. And I can tell you in my about 5.5 years at Search, this has grown substantially. We have picked up many communities. Many communities have elected to join with us, to work with us collaboratively on trying to deliver quality health care to their communities. And it's something that, again, I think we're all very proud of, that people have the confidence in us, that they invite us into their communities to help to provide these services in a way that they feel are both high quality and cost effective and sustainable into the future in spite of particular headwinds. There's a couple slides here that I don't know that are in your proposal, but it talks about how things break out throughout the region and just a couple of the key hubs in the communities that we're serving here. So obviously Mount Edgecombe and the Mount Edgecombe campus is really the largest base of operations for us here at Search, but we actually see quite a few, the numbers of patients that we see are very close to Juneau. I think Juneau, actually, now we see a few more patients, just the patient population is there. But we have a lot of base of operations here. We have some of the high-end tertiary care activities going on, a lot of the administrative activities, human resources, you know, things like that, facilities. The facility department is based out of here. And so, you know, just as we go through the slides, look at, we have a pretty substantial operation down at Prince of Wales, Haines. The newest facility that we've added on, the newest substantial facility is the Wrangell facility that is only several years old now, but it is actually fairly substantive. I kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier. I think it is important just to spend. I know the topic of money is not always everybody's favorite topic to talk about when we talk about healthcare, but it is a necessary reality. And you know, I think it's for the sake of just simplicity, but we don't have to go very far back in these slides. I got to Search in 2012, and that graph would have been red and below zero, and the previous several years before that would have been red and below zero. In terms of, you know, the challenge that we have gone through, I think over the last 5 years we have undertaken many activities, some of which, quite frankly and honestly, are fairly unpleasant that I would not wish upon anybody to have to undergo. Others are very, very exciting, offering new service lines, bringing new services in, new grants, things like that. So over the last 4 years, as is outlined in this slide, you know, things have gone pretty well. And I think out of the last, you know, probably the last couple of years out of that four is when we start to anticipate, you know, some of the headwinds that we feel are coming. I think it wasn't about 2 years ago that the state sort of announced their concerns about declining oil revenues, and we start getting skittish about that. Then there was the presidential election. And so over the past couple of years, we've really been sort of I don't know. I guess the way to that I think about it is that, you know, I remember my grandfather, who's passed away now, but he had gone through the Great Depression, and he would tell me stories about that and about where his family was when he was a kid and what happened throughout the Great Depression, and how those activities had forever changed his perspective in life and how he thought about finances and about money and about financial responsibility, and that was to go along the lines of, and whenever we went to dinner, you were really expected to eat everything on your plate. That's where I got that lecture. But I sort of overlaid on this, you know, I would say, you know, we have gotten very guarded with regards to how we expend and how we save, and the service lines we invest in, understanding that there our challenges are going to be inevitable, and it is really incumbent upon us as leaders, as community leaders and healthcare leaders, to make sure that our organizations outlast us as individuals, that they're healthy into the future. And again, I guess that would be to say we've also been making substantial investments throughout the region. If you look at the last slide, of the four, you know, the capital spend in millions of dollars, I think 2017 is projected, but it's actually going to be much higher than that. We've been doing pretty well this year, and there are other things that we feel like we need to invest in, both here in Sitka, but also in many of our regional clinics throughout the state, which is we can afford to do them now, and who knows what's going to happen into the future, and these are investments that we are making in our future. Dave, this wasn't particularly where you're going to jump in, but I think just because you are a doctor, I do believe you could probably speak to these awards because they are related to the quality of care that we receive. If you want to speak to them, and then come back, I'll come back to it, and you can speak to your other slides later on.
Sure. CERCH has continuously sought throughout its existence some objective assessment and verification of the quality of the work we do. And for hospital-based services, really, the standard for that is the Joint Commission, a name that invokes fear whenever heard. The Joint Commission is an organization which will send a team unannounced into your facility. You know vaguely when they're going to come, and they basically come in and look at all aspects of your operation within moments of entering the facility. They're looking at your patient charts. They're looking at your nursing care, your physician care. Strong emphasis on safety and facility. And they have somebody out there who knows code very well, who's looking at every aspect of your facility, you know, including the space between double doors when they close. And CERCH has always been accredited by the Joint Commission. And prior years, when the Joint Commission had a status known as accreditation with commendation, we typically got that, which was upper tier. Less than 10% of hospitals would get that. They have since done away with that. But we were surveyed a couple of times by the Joint Commission this year, once for our routine survey and once when we made the change to what's called the critical access hospital, which was a change in the hospital designation type, which brought another survey on us. And then shortly after those surveys, we had an unannounced survey by Medicare, by CMS, which a joint commission does their surveys on behalf of Medicare and Medicaid, and they go in and about 10% of the time, they go in behind the Joint Commission just to make sure they did their job right. So we were surveyed three times, and I don't know, Jeff, how long? Yeah, not a very long period of time, and we did exceptionally well on all of those surveys in all areas of care. The other ones are a little bit more self-explanatory in terms of we had no hospital-acquired infections within the facility, so no postoperative infections, no infections occurring inside the hospital. So again, a testament to the quality of the care that you're delivering.
This is just a quick thank you, Dave, or Dr. Vessel. This is just a quick chart outlining. I already sort of highlighted this. We put it in your proposal or in the presentation, just in case folks were interested in the particular specialties of providers that we have here in Sitka, but also throughout the region in Southeast Alaska here. So changing topics a little bit, I think as we sort of get through the next couple of phases, we're going to get down to the meat and potatoes, enough about who we are and how we got here, but really get into the meat and potatoes. But I you know, for me, it is useful and important to come back to this slide. You know, over the past year, we had a very interactive and I think is a very enlightening conversation that was sort of facilitated by ECG management consultants and both Search and Sitka Community Hospital were participants. And something that came out of this, which I thought was pretty neat, was this slide, and you've seen this slide before, but when we started putting this presentation together, I think we continue, and we may be alone in this, but we continue to believe that the values and the goals of that exercise, they have merit. And so when we talk about a shared vision, or shared values, shared goals, we believe that when we put the presentation together, we go back to this thing that at one time various parties agreed that these values and these goals make sense. And I think at least for I can speak for Search and on behalf of our board of directors, we continue to believe that these values make sense. And again, this is a slide that you've seen many times at this point, so I won't necessarily jump into it. So as like I said, as we get into really the brass tacks of the presentation and outlining the various aspects of the deal, so to speak, we go to these slides, the benefits of the community of Sitka and the City Assembly working with Search. And again, you know, these are fairly fine point type, but they're pretty straightforward. You know, I think they relate and they speak directly to the values and the goals on the previous slide, which is really about delivering exceptional patient experiences. You know, the ability to, I think, both, you know, within this community, I think has been a persistent challenge is recruiting and retaining physicians and specialists from a layperson walking the street, there does seem to be, and when I read the paper and I listen to the assembly meetings, there seems to be a very real concern about the financial risks that are out there, both for various healthcare organizations, including Search, but also for the City Assembly, the City of Sitka, I mean. But, you know, it goes really beyond that. I mean, like I said in some previous comments, you don't have to look very far to talk about concerns about the price of electricity, the funding of schools, the funding of police stations and public safety, you know, sewer, water, things like that. I think we understand that. And is there a way in which we can organize things that might mitigate some of that risk? It seems like it. You know, assessing advanced technologies. You know, in previous conversations I've heard at the assembly level, there's conversations about implementing a Cerner electronic health record to the tune of multi-millions of dollars. That is something we already own and possess that is installed here in Sitka that we already use. So access to services and technologies like that. This year alone, we brought in a new CT scanner, a new 3D MR. A 3D mammography machine. We are in the middle of installing a new MRI machine. We're installing new elevators so we can go ahead and remodel the emergency room over in Mount Edgecombe. And admittedly, anybody who's ever been there knows it needs to be upgraded, and that is something that we are working on and do anticipate addressing this summer. So I guess, you know, we feel like there's these things that are out there that we have access to that may be of benefit, may be of interest in some level of partnership. And you know, really understanding, I think, you know, we're visiting here today and I'm presenting this to you, and you might ask me some questions, but I think fundamentally, Search understands that this is really about trying to do something that the collective community feels like moves the ball forward and down the court. And I think there are many questions that need to be answered by many parties, but really this idea that we understand and do believe in that level of governance and community participation, we are committing to provide an advisory council and also some input directly onto the accreditation governing body, which is the medical governing body of the organization. So, again, you know, talking to the particular the value proposition, what we feel like the proposal that you have received last week, what we feel like it brings to the table is really an improved patient experience, and it addresses the overall health of the community, improved cost basis patient, you know, to the patient and to the community member, access to state-of-the-art technology. And I think, so the other thing that probably, as it relates to healthcare, that we get more excited about is really this idea of the service line expansion. And I would ask maybe Dr. Vassola to speak to that in a few comments.
Thank you, Mr. Clement. Mr. Mayor, Mayors of the Assembly, Mr. Gorman, Mayors, members of the public, it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to you tonight. I'm going to deviate a little bit from script, so if anybody, if I get too far off, just give me a nod, or Mr. Clement could just nudge me under the table. But I would like to actually frame my comments in a little bit more in the way of an introduction, both because I value that and the Native culture. I think that's an important thing. I also think it adds perspective to what I'm going to say to you. I'm obviously a Search employee. I've been a Search employee for upwards on 29 years now. I came here in 1988. I find it interesting that my cohorts who were here at the same time I came, Dr. Connie Kreis, worked her entire career with Search and retired to this community. Dr. Rich Kraft briefly, inexplicably left Sitka to connect with his cowboy roots and South Dakota, but returned to Sitka and finished his career in this community with Search. Several physicians retired directly from the organization to the community. Really, only one person who was here when I got here left, and that was only to pursue a field of medicine, which we did not have available at Search. So I always tell people as I explain this, I've been here a long, long time, and I'm either crazy or this is a relatively good place to work for. So I always leave it to the audience to make that determination. You know, second hat I wear tonight as I speak to you is as a physician. I am one of the many, many people in town, all the way from Mr. Hunter on the ambulance to the people in the hospital who are taking care of patients, you know, laying hands on and trying to prevent illness, cure illness, direct hands-on care. I also, and it's kind of a little bit of a danger to give a physician some financial knowledge. It's almost an impossible thing to do, but I have worked in administration as well and, you know, learned the harsh reality that most physicians don't like to hear, that medicine is first and foremost a business, because you can be as well-intended as you would like to be, but if you don't have money, you can't take care of anyone. And I, as Mr. Clement said, I too have lived through good times and bad times with Search, and I'll tell you the good times are a lot better. And patient care is advanced during the good times when you're in that position to be able to expand. And the third hat, you know, I wear is simply as a Sitkin. I've been a member of this community for 30 years. You know, I came for two. I know it's a common story as an adventure and chose to make this home. And I raised my kids here and continue to live here. And I would never recommend something that I did not feel was in this community's best interest. So I'm not going to speak too much about the inefficiency of what we are doing now, because I think it's self-evident to anybody that the services we are offering in the hospitals are largely duplicative. And it's not only the doctors and nurses and other support staff that are directly caring for these patients, but so many other things that most people aren't even aware of. you know, basic medical staff structure and things like peer review and policing yourself, as Mr. Clement said, working on infection and infection control issues, performance improvement for the organization, utilization review, making sure you're following everybody's rules. These are big endeavors, and we do them twice every day in both of these facilities. I leave work every night with the thought that our ER is open, staffed by a doctor, as is the other ER. There are two surgeons on call. There are two anesthetists on call. There are two surgery teams on call and two lab techs on call, two radiology techs on call, and others. And most of them will not be called, but they have to be available. And it is an extraordinary waste of resources. Not only do we suffer from duplication of staff, but we suffer from some staff shortages. Where we're competing against each other, or we simply, because we don't have the economy of scale, don't have enough business to support a certain type of staff member, so it becomes impossible to hire. I think there are many, many misconceptions about search. Search has taken care of non-native patients for many, many, many years, decades. We are, as you well know, are a consortium. We have clinics throughout the region. In our smaller clinics, Cake, Gangoon, Hoonah, where we historically took care of people with community health aides, those were non-reimbursable services. Nobody would pay for them. All patients in those communities, native and non-native, were eligible for those services. So it was basically free care. There was no facility fee. There was no nothing. We provide free care. I really think a sentinel moment in search's history, and for me, that brought my awareness to this issue was back in the late 90s when Haines, the community of Haines, contacted us and asked us to assume management of their clinic. Search had long purchased services in Haines through the Lincolnell Medical Center, which was a small nonprofit clinic. They called us and said, we can make payroll once more and then we're done. Could you please take over this clinic? Didn't give us very long to think about it. We saw in writing confirmation from the city and borough of Haines, from both the local tribes, Chilkoot tribes, and our board, that yes, this is a direction we want to go. And with that, staff moved forward, and we've rapidly assumed management of that clinic. And part of that was putting together a five-year plan, which included a community advisory board. And without going into too much of the detail, we achieved our five-year plan in 2 years. We inherited a building that was a Sears Roebuck, believe it or not, building, which leaked every time it rained. The basement flooded. We saw funding from the Denali Commission, did a major facility renovation, got the place watertight, first of all, and then renovated it to actually take care of patients. And part of that included the addition of a pharmacist, the addition of a physical therapist, and the addition of a laboratory into the clinic. We went from one regular provider to four, a staff of seven to a staff of 30-some-odd, and a budget of $750,000 to a multi-million-dollar budget. And a huge part of that was securing something called Community Health Center Funds, which is through HRSA. I'm sure most of you are familiar with HRSA. HRSA funds clinics, and under the obligation that you serve people based on their ability to pay. So what does that mean? So that means in Haines, when we took over that clinic, somebody who lived below poverty was seen for what was established as a nominal fee of $5. So a patient who walked into clinic who lived below poverty was seen for $5. And up to 200% of poverty, their fees were discounted. This was obviously very popular in the community. It was a real community builder. Everybody in that Haines is a very similar community to Sitka. It's about 20% native and 80% non-native, but everybody had pride in the clinic. Everybody got their care in the same place, and care was largely affordable for everybody. Now, it wasn't perfect. There were issues there around billing, as I'm sure many in Sitka have had issues around billing, and I'm sure others will address that as this process moves forward. But it was overall an incredibly successful endeavor. And really what it showed me the power of working together, because neither of us could have done that alone. But we suddenly, as a joint venture, became very attractive to the Denali Commission for funding, to HRSA for funding. to other funders, and we markedly diversified the funding stream for that clinic, resulting in a dramatic improvement in healthcare. And I really encourage you to talk to people in Haines and ask them about that experience. Subsequent to that, in recent years, the Lynn Canal Mental Health Center also said, we would like to be part of a larger organization. They have become part of Search. And Search lost, Haines lost their private dentist, and they said, please expand your dental program, which we did. We are now the sole healthcare provider in Haines. And the healthcare is excellent, and people are, by and large, I think, very, very, very satisfied with the services they are receiving.